AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We know now that at least two people have been killed in tornadoes in Arkansas. And we've got new information about the likely tornado that hit the town of Van, Texas. That's about an hour's drive southeast of Dallas. County Fire Marshal Chuck Allen.
As of right now, we've had no reported fatalities, but we do have still have 10 people unaccounted for, which was just brought to our attention just a short time ago.
And at least 26 people have been taken to hospitals there. Denton, Texas, about 40 miles northwest of Dallas, also got hit by what they believe was a tornado, as did parts of Iowa and South Dakota. Going to court today, the four suspects arrested in the killing of two police officers in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Our Jay Reeves is in Hattiesburg.
Typically, not a lot happens during these hearings. The judge might verify their identities, determine whether they have attorneys. If not, that could be appointed defense attorneys. At some point, bail could be considered. It's not clear whether that would happen during this session or not.
R.J. Reeves reporting there from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Meanwhile, the town is going to hold a memorial service for the officers this afternoon. They were killed after one of them stopped a car for speeding and the other arrived as backup. The U.N. Human Rights Council in Geneva is expressing concern about what's going on in the United States, what's described as excessive use of force against minorities by law enforcement in this country. There were also calls from the U.N. Council for the U.S. to abolish the death penalty. An Oregon woman says her family was removed from a United Airlines flight because her autistic teenage daughter was deemed disruptive. Donald Beagle says it happened last week when her family was flying back to Portland. United says the pilot diverted the plane to Salt Lake City after the situation became disruptive in the best interest of the passengers. This is AP Radio News. We'll pause for a moment if you want to laugh about the driverless cars. Turns out they've gotten into four accidents driving themselves around California. Well, just two of them were driving themselves from what we're hearing. The other two were being driven by, well, humans. Our Justin Pritchard has the response from those who retrofitted the cars to drive themselves. I mean, were they expecting this?
They don't talk a whole lot about their expectations per se. They do say that when you're out and driving, things happen, and that none of them have been the fault of their cars or drivers.
All right. Well, now to the movies. The Age of Ultron, the sequel to The Avengers, has won the box office battle for the second weekend in a row. It took in $77 million in its latest triumph. And in its first 10 days in the theaters, it's taken in $313 million. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.